You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 223, Return Home to Om. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a very important message from Spirit that you need to hear. This information will transform your life and empower you. Before we get into our message, I want to congratulate the people of Romania. All the vaccination centers in Brasov, Romania, have been closed due to 70% of the population refusing to receive the experimental deadly shots. They fought against this wicked, diabolical plan for world depopulation, and they've won this battle. This news made my heart so very happy, and I'm so very proud of our family in Romania. Keep up the good work, because everyone on this planet should be praying for this kind of victory. We really need this victory over the devil. Continue to shine your light for the world to see, and know that when one of us has a victory, we all have a victory. Humanity is awakening. Praise God. Okay, now for our message. Spirit is telling us that we, as humanity, must return home to the vibration of Om. And what exactly does that mean? Humanity has lost its way and is no longer connected to the universe. This is why we are manifesting these self-destructive forces that we see on our planet today. Darkness has taken over our world because of this disconnect from our true frequency. And now it is time for the light to return once again. So in order to reclaim our true essence and to heal our shadow self, we must choose to return to balance, to harmony, to the vibration of Om. So let's talk about what Om is and how we do this. We have been conditioned to believe that the ancient Sanskrit word Om belongs to a religion, either Hinduism or Buddhism, and this simply is not true. It belongs to all of us. It is a manifestation of primordial energy. It's the sound of the universe. The Sanskrit language, as the raw material explains, is a perfect mathematical verbalization of primordial energy. Now, this is in the raw material, and they say that you can speak Sanskrit vowels and instantly manifest into physical form. So that should give you an idea of how powerful the vibration of Om is. But let's continue to dive a little deeper so that you have greater clarity. Om is the primordial sound of the universe, the vibration from which everything in the universe emanates. It is known in the Vedas as Shabda Brahman, God as sound, or God as vibration. That is deep. That is extremely powerful. Form and creation come from vibration, and it is this sound, Om, that creates all that we see, as well as that which is unseen. It is all-encompassing, the essence of ultimate reality. It unifies everything in the universe. It is the vibration that is emanated from the sun and the stars. So with this brief description, you should now understand why we must retune ourselves to the vibration of Om. It is the most powerful frequency that we can access, and it has nothing to do with religion. The universe has no religion. It is source. Humans have created religions filled with dogma that keeps us ignorant and fighting with one another. This is deliberate and also a form of brainwashing. We must wake up. We have been programmed to vibrate within frequency ranges that are destructive and unhealthy on every level. This is why we must now consciously retune ourselves to the vibration of Om. It will begin to heal our manifestations in every form. This will affect our personal life as well as those around us. This effect will be deep and lasting. So now you ask, how do we retune ourselves to Om? Well, it's very simple. You can chant or sing Om daily. This is very good. You can place several Om symbols around your home and on your body with jewelry. And it will be very important for you to place the symbol outdoors as well, because the vibration will protect your home and family and begin to heal your neighborhood, town, and city. The more Oms you place outdoors, the stronger the energy. You can paint it on trees, on rocks, draw it into the earth, and this will transform your town and city. It will affect everything around you. It will help the wildlife and the plants. It will begin to heal them. Everything has been affected by these negative frequencies that we have all around us. Now, I know personally that Om is one of the most powerful vibrations that we can use to reclaim our planet and to transform our own lives. It will help us become empowered, and it will return your memory to you in order to give us the courage to reclaim our planet. Spirit is telling us that it is time to reclaim our birthright, our frequency, and we must do this with love and light in our hearts to bring about healing for humanity. And if you are a light worker, if you are one who desires to bring the light back to this planet, then you must begin to retune yourself to this primordial energy, the sacred vibration of Om. I strongly suggest that you place several tapestries or wall art around your home and outside. You will not only feel the shift, but you will see a difference around you almost instantly. The frequency of Om will begin to penetrate everything and everyone around it. And you will see this happen right before your eyes. It will instantly bring greater peace. If you hang it outside, then you'll feel your neighborhood become much quieter and there will be a sense of peace in the air. And I need all of you to do this. I don't want anyone to underestimate the power of Om. It will transform your life and it will transform this world. Spirit says that it is time for us to return home to Om, and we must all do this. We have unseen powers that can't be tapped at our current vibration. But when we begin to retune ourselves to Om, then we will begin to awaken our dormant powers. This will transform our life and our planet. We simply need to tap into the primordial vibration of the universe, and this will help us to empower ourselves. This is also 432 Hertz. This is the lost science of creation. And I want to tell you that I personally have witnessed how powerful using Om is. It has really been magical. Now, my final words, in order to close out this discussion today, I want to remind you that Tesla told us that if you want to know the secrets of the universe, then you must first understand the power of frequency and vibration. And I have been teaching you about frequency and vibration since the inception of this podcast. It is the root of all things. Everything is frequency and vibration. So now it's time to tap into the infinite power of the universe by aligning yourself with your home frequency, Om. This is our natural vibration, and we must retune our bodies, minds, and spirits so that we can transform our lives. This is how we win. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.